You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Singer-songwriter Michael Paul is here to talk about, well, music, of course, his new CD, Want to Tell the World, and the path that led him to finally produce his music, His Way. Welcome, Michael.
Hi.
Good to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here, Beth.
When did you start playing music?
Oh, God, I was about six. Little piano, you know, mom gets the piano, puts it in the living room, says you're going to play.
Right.
And started playing, and then the Beatles and Junior Walker, and I Want a Bass, and I'm 11, and first band, anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So now, so many years later, you know, just
here you are.
Having fun.
Did your parents play music?
No, but I do have some cousins that were are very talented. And yeah, so it's kind of in the family, but mom and dad, no.
But they took
but
you
they
to,
both loved music.
And took you to concerts, right?
Yeah. Used to go to symphonies, and my dad was a bartender, and he worked at the Black Hawk in San Francisco. And so I got to, you know, see some people, Vince Guaraldi and Bolasette, and but just, you know, I was 11, 12 years old, and just was exposed to that.
That's where you grew up, San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Yeah, born and raised.
So I understand in that early age, maybe you weren't interested in jazz or that type of music, but you got to go to some interesting late night or overnight sessions in the city.
Yeah, I got that. I got, you know, handed a gift when I was about 17 or 18, went to the Oakland Paramount, and there was the Laney College Jazz Band was playing. They were in competition, and they had won the state championship. And anyway, and Ray Brown and Joe Pass.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Joe Pass. Sorry. Why can't I remember it? Herb Ellis were going to be guests with the Laney College Jazz Band. Well, before the first half of the show, the door to the stage was open. I walked in the back, and there was Ray Brown standing there, and I had listened to Oscar Peterson growing up. My dad had played a lot of Oscar Peterson records. And here I am standing 5 feet away from Ray Brown, and long story short, I ended up in a room with Ray Brown and Herb, and they proceeded to play for 45 minutes in a dressing room while I was sitting there with this other kid. And then I noticed that Ray was kind of humming all the notes he was playing right before he played them. And at the end, I just asked him, I said, I hear you humming, you know, kind of like Oscar on the records. And he said, well, yeah. And I said, well, and he asked me, do you hear music in your head? And I said, yeah. And he said, that's the music you're supposed to play. And I went, that was sort of like the first time I was given permission to play what I heard.
This is your second CD project.
Yes.
And you had some nice recognition with your first project, Raining in New York.
Right.
Two tunes made it to the top 25 on the Smooth Jazz National Charts. So let's take a listen to one of those tunes, The Way a Woman's Body Goes.
Cool.
Cigarillo and the Beatles' choice of notes. I like dreamers and my mama's sense of humor, but I just love, 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 love the way a woman's body goes.
How would you describe your music?
People ask you, I call it blaz, which is kind of, I guess, a moniker for blues and jazz. It's kind of bluesy. I'm not a jazz cat in the sense that I, you know, the theory and the intricacies and the technique. But I do love, you know, the Duke Ellingtons and the Mose Allison and So it kind of fits in there, and I kind of like, I love lyrics that just kind of come from a whatever it is that is out there in the universe that seems to, I hook up with, I, you know, turn on my frequency machine, and then I just, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I kind of call it blast because I can't, there's nothing, you know, it's not traditional jazz, it's not traditional blues. I'm more a songwriter than I am a piano player, but I do play piano because that's what I hear and how I hear it.
Sure.
It's good, yeah.
I'm talking with Michael Paul about his latest CD. Well, we actually were talking about the first one a moment ago. Wanna Tell the World is the new project, coming on the heels of his earlier project, Raining in New York. Let's take a listen to some of the track, the title track off your new project.
Cool. That'd be nice. Yeah.
About this lovely girl who I wanted, rock and roll it to the end, just me and her, yeah, that's the plan, just keep it simple. I wanna tell the world, announce the signing, a two-heart deep between hers and mine, where both parties shall agree, I love you, you love me, in other words, I won't tell the world.
Did you enjoy the recording process?
I love the performance, yeah. And my producer, Paul Kroeschauer, we record everything live. And so, you know, just upright bass, drums, piano, and vocal. And it's so much fun to play. And I'm gifted to play. Ty Smith on drums, Jerry Pineda on bass. I've just been blessed with these guys. And yeah, so I love the process. I love all processes. I love the writing process. I love the recording process. And I'm so glad that people like Paul and George Horn, who did all the mastering, I have people worry about the stuff that I don't really care to do.
Are you headed out on tour anytime soon?
Well, I went to New York last year in preparation and found a handful of clubs, and I'm going to go back there this fall and play at a few places. I don't have the dates yet, but it's going to be in the fall, places like the Sugar Bar, Prohibition, hoping at Jazz at Gitano, all in Manhattan. What a great place. I'm going up to Portland in April for five gigs at the middle of April. And I do that a couple times a year, have a great rhythm section up there, Craig Snazell and Dave Avere. And just having fun.
I want to get a little more music in here. So let's play that next selection. What is this one called?
This is Shiny Stuff. This is my lovely ex-wife, who is a beautiful woman in my life, and who had pictures of Marilyn everywhere and just likes everything that has crystals on it. And if it doesn't have crystals on it, she puts crystals on it.
She likes shiny stuff, everything with a sparkle. Her lasses played her toothbrush and her phone. She carries crystals and a glue gun in the pocket of her purse, in case she sees that special something that needs her special touch. She likes shiny stuff, she shrugs if it don't dazzle. Likes to wash her cup even when it rains. She likes earrings that reflect the moon, candles lit in every room. Spends a long time picking just the right pin she'll take to work. Oh, she loves her shiny stuff. And when she's happy, she lights up. It's one thing I love about her, and she's very clear on this. There ain't no negotiating shiny stuff. tops her list. She thinks Christmas lights should just be left.
Are you always writing songs? Are you at Starbucks with songs in your head?
Wherever it is. A lot of it's in my car. I have a little studio where I just sit and play. And anyway.
Ideas come from the universe. You don't know where they come from.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, this thing that we have between our ears, you know, we kind of think of it as a hard drive. And I kind of, over the last 7, 8 years of my life, I've come to sense that it is not a computer. What's between our ears and actually in our chest is an antenna. And all this stuff's out there in the universe. And wherever we decide to tune our antenna is what comes through. That's what our brains are. It's just an antenna. It's not a storage unit.
That is singer-songwriter Michael Paul talking about his latest CD project, Want to Tell the World. Michael, we appreciate you being here making the trek down. You're currently living up in the Grass Valley area, right?
Yes.
You can see Michael Paul this Friday, March 1st, at Golden Era in Nevada City at 8:30. One last programming note. Cap Radio will carry a full day of special coverage on Wednesday from Michael Cohen's testimony before Congress. There's more on our website, capradio.org. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan, and for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Today's engineers were Anthony Van Hook and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.